1 John chapter 4, verse number 7 said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, knoweth not God, for God is love." Verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Verse 19, he says, "We love him because he first loved us." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on this thought: where love comes from. Where love comes from. Have you ever thought about that? Where does love come from? Say, well, you know, you just get to kind of know people, and then you start having some kind of these affections toward them, and then love comes, right? Amen. The Bible teaches here that love is not what God does. Amen. It's not what he does. Sometimes we think that God, when God does this and God does that and God does another thing, then that's the love of God. Amen. No, that's the love of God manifest. But that's not who God is. Praise God. God is love. Amen. Love is who God is. Amen. He is love, the very essence of love. In other words, love starts with who? God. Amen. Love starts with God. So you can't have love without having God. Amen. You just can't. It don't work. Praise God. You've got to have God in order to have love. Amen. That's why it bothers me so much when you have people that's wanting to get married and they come to you and they've never been saved. They don't know the Lord, the free pardon of sin. They don't love the Lord. They're not in church. They're not trying to be pleasing to God. They don't love God who first loved them, and they think they can make this thing work. And I want to tell you, it will not work without God. There's no chance of love without God. So how do we get the love of God? Praise God. We get love of God when we get born again. Amen. We get born again, praise God. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse number 5, the Lord told Nicodemus, "Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So he says, in order for a man to be born, to enter into heaven, he must be born again. Amen. It's got to be born from above. He's got to have that new birth. Amen. Praise God. He said we're born of the Spirit. Amen. That is born of flesh is flesh, he would go on to say. But that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Without that Spirit, praise God, we're dead. Without that Spirit, there is no life. And when that Spirit moves in, praise God, that'll align us with the kingdom of heaven, glory to God. And then we see some expectations that God had. Amen. Some expectations, God, when we become born again, ready to go to heaven, looking to desire and praise God to be there. Amen. Glory to God. It's looking better to me every day. Heaven, praise God, is getting sweeter every day. Praise God. I thank God I see so much strife and heartache and misery in this world. And one of these days it'll be nice to shake it off and get out of this. Amen. Get into the presence of the Lord. Get that place, praise God, of the beloved with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the expectations that we have, praise God, some expectations God has is that we ought to be have a family resemblance once we're saved. Amen. Once we're saved, once we're truly born again, praise God, they ought to be resemblance of the family. Amen? You have a resemblance of your family. You kind of look like each other. Lord, help us. Amen? And if we're a born-again child of God, then we ought to look Christ-like, aren't we? Amen? We ought to be born again by the Word and by the Spirit, praise God, and we ought to resemble the family that we claim to be part of. Amen. Praise God. We ought to. Praise God. We ought to be, not only ought to we resemble, praise God, have a family resemblance, but they ought to be a conformity to the image of His Son. Amen. A conformity to the image of God's Son. Look over at Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 29. Romans 8 and verse 29 says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." Amen? He said, so we should be conformed into the image of God, into the image of God's Son. If we're the image of God's Son, then we're in the image of God. Because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all one. Amen? Praise God, they can't be separated. So we are to see a family resemblance. We are to be a conformity, praise God, into the image of the Son. And we are to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit of God ought to be living in our hearts. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 10. He says, this is always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Amen? Praise God. We ought to be carrying around Jesus with us. Not only should we be in the conformity, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to have the Holy Spirit of God. That's how we bear along His body, manifest in our body. Verse number 11 said, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. Jesus was holy. Jesus was righteous. Jesus was perfect in every essence. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we'll never be that. Praise God. We got Jesus living in us. And he said that through the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. The perfection of the perfection and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, praise God, that lives in us through the Holy Spirit of God will make us in the likeness and the image, the express image of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise His name. Ain't you glad it's that way? Hey, praise God. And it takes the Spirit of God to do that. Amen. And the God begins to work in His Spirit. That's where the work comes in. Praise God. He said, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Praise God. He said, He begins to work out the things in our life that needs to be worked out so that we can be more like Christ. Amen. We can have that love of God in our hearts and in our life. So where does love come from? It comes from God Almighty, and it's manifest to usward. Amen. Praise God. It just gets bigger and better every day. Praise the Lord. And we see the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, He's God, right? Amen? The Holy Spirit is God. Hey, praise God. The Holy Spirit is God. He speaks to us and speaks to our heart. In John chapter number 5 and verse number 7, He said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Amen? So yes, the Holy Spirit is God. Amen. He's the very essence of God. Praise God. He's that part that moves, and He's that part that helps us. He's that part that comes to us. He's that part that moves in. He's that part that sets up His abode. He's that part that dwells in you and me. Praise God. What a tender part of God that would have to be. Amen. You say, why do you say that, Pastor Jeff? Because He comes and lives in me. Amen. I'll just be honest with you. There's a lot of days I don't like to live in me. Amen. I'd like to just load up and move out. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth because I know how I am. But praise God, I'm glad that the Holy Ghost of God, the part of the Trinity, praise God, moves in and dwells in me, loves me enough to move in, take up His abode in me, and try to help me every day. And He does. The Holy Spirit tries to help me every day if I'll just listen. But I'm kind of hard-headed. I know none of you are hard-headed. But sometimes I'm hard-headed. Amen. The Holy Spirit's trying to tell me. The Holy Spirit's trying to direct me. But praise God, I have to listen. I have to stop and listen. Because sometimes it's just that still, small voice, praise God, that makes the difference in our lives. That speaks to us, praise God, gives us that little extra unction that we need to get us through. Amen. So we see that the Holy Spirit, right, He dwells. Who does He dwell in? He dwells in those that are redeemed. Those that are bought, praise God, with a price. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse number 16. He says this. He said, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you for just a little while. No, wait a minute. What did I miss? Oh, yeah. That He may abide with you forever. Amen. That's not just a little while. That if forever is how long? It's forever. Amen. Praise God. In other words, it's never ending. It said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Why? Because they've never been born again. Amen. They've never been born again. Amen. That's why the Spirit of God's not speaking to very many people. There's a whole lot of profession with no possession. Because the Holy Spirit of God is not living in us. See, the Spirit of whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit of God, praise God, we see him as he dwells in us. He dwells in those who are redeemed, those that have been bought with a price, those that have accepted the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. The redeemed of God. Amen. Praise God. So the saved have been given the Spirit of love. Praise God. It lives in us. God, the Lord says this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. He said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So we've been given, now listen to me. He says, we have been given not the spirit of fear, but he said, we have been given the spirit of power. Amen. The Holy Spirit's a powerful spirit. Amen. Praise God. He'll take you to higher places if we'll let him. Praise God. He'll motivate us. He'll move us. Praise God. He'll take us from that we used to be to that he'd have us to be for God's glory. Amen. If we'll just take time to listen, if we'll just take time to trust in him, praise God. If we'll just allow him to be that presence in our life, glory to God. To say God hath given us the spirit, hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. And of love. So there it is. Where did love come from? God gave it to us. When he gave us the Spirit of God, praise God, he gave us the Spirit of love. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, there ought to be a change in us. Amen, praise God. That Spirit of love comes in. And when that Spirit of, that power of God and the Spirit of God, he praise God, he said what it does? He said that gives you a soundness of mind. You know what God was saying here? He said, praise God, you get saved and born again. You get the Spirit of God. You get the power of God moving in your life. You get the Spirit of God as the essence of your life. He said, praise God, you won't be so wishy-washy. Amen. Hello? Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of Christians today that's wishy-washy. Amen. We bebop along just right till somebody opposes us, and then we just cow down. But he said, hey, we're not supposed to have a spirit of fear. Said, we're supposed to have a spirit of power, praise God, from God Almighty. Said, he has all power in heaven and on earth. Why don't we have prayers answered anymore? Because we don't have the power. We don't have the spirit. Fear is on every heart, and we just don't believe. Amen. Husband, we don't believe in faith like we should. Praise the Lord. He's able to move in our hearts. He's able. He'd give us the power. He gives us love. Where does love come from? It comes from God. It's a gift of God. Amen. What do we do with it? We got to manifest it in the soundness of mind, praise God. So you know what? Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Who tells it? The Bible does. Who is the Bible? The Bible's God Almighty. God speaks to us. God says, you know what? I love you. Amen. And it's not like we do, you know, said, I love you. If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen. The Lord, all through His Word, praise God, tells us that He loves us. All through this world that we live in, He tells us that He loves us. He shows us that He loves us. Amen. So many different ways. So how do we get the help of God that we need? Amen. We surrender. Amen. We surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God goes to work in our lives. Amen. When we surrender to the Holy Spirit of God, He goes to work in our lives. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen. It's love. And it's love in not just a little love, but it's love in abundance. It's a great big bunch of love. Amen. God gives it to us through the Spirit of God. We ought to have it. Amen? We ought to have enough love, praise God, to where we can love God. Amen? It's a prerequisite that we love God. Hello? Why would we love God? The Bible said because He first loved us. Amen? If God loved us while we were yet sinners and that He died for us, praise God, should we not love Him back? Amen? Amen. When we realized that we were old sinners, that we were doomed down, that we were sliding down the slippery slope to hell, when Jesus intervened, sent the Holy Spirit to stop us, praise God, on that slippery slope and say, hey, wait a minute, don't go there, stop. I want to tell you that I love you, that I died for you, that your sins can be forgiven. Praise God. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that Wednesday night I got saved, praise God. It felt like it was a 10,000 pound weight on me, driving me into the ground. And I come out of there and I went and I said, well, Lord, I need some help. And I asked God, praise God, I said, I need to be saved. And God saved me by His marvelous grace. And I come away from there, praise God, I felt like I was a feather blowed by the wind. Amen. The weight of sin was gone, praise God. God had moved in. Amen. And it gave me a different perspective. Because God first loved me, now I love God. Amen. Not only do I love God, but I love my neighbor. I love people around me. I love people. I mean, some people that I don't like. Amen. I don't like their ways, but I still love the person. Amen. I've got people that I know that's messed up as a termite in a yo-yo in their logic. Amen. But I still love them in the Lord. Praise God. I try to be nice to them. I try to love them. I try to show them. I try to point them in the right direction. I try to show them the love of God. Amen. Why? Because God gave me that love in my heart. Love for God, love for my neighbor, love for my enemies. Anybody got enemies? You got people that don't like you? Praise God, God started young. Got enemies. Got enemies, got people that don't like us. Got people that would despitefully use us. But God says, hey, listen, don't worry about that. Just love them, praise God. Just like when they despitefully use, like Miss Peggy, you say, bake them a cake. Amen. Praise God. Present it at the clothesline. Help them hang up their clothes and give them a cake. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. That'll make them, praise God, that'll make them begin to think about the situation. Amen. That'll make them think about who they are, what they're doing, praise God, why they have these ill feelings towards you. You know, a lot of that stuff is so silly. I mean, we're still carrying on, we're like Hatfields, and of course, we're still carrying on family feuds that's been going on for 20 years. Hello? Amen. We're still carrying on feuds, praise God, that somebody said something 25 years ago. And we're still, I remember, praise God. We ought to ask God to help us forget, to get past that. To go up to them, get them around the neck, hug them, praise God. Tell them that you love them. Amen. Praise God. So I forgot about all that mess. I love Lord Jesus Christ and I love you. Praise His name. It makes a difference. It brings enemies back in. Praise God. He says this in Romans chapter 5, verse number 5. He said, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. He said, that's how we can do it. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And it's given to us by the Holy Ghost. That's why we need to be listening to the Spirit of God. Spirit of God's trying to teach us, to instruct us, to give us the wisdom of God Himself. Amen. And it begins to build in our hearts and begins to show us a picture of who God is. That God Almighty sitting on the throne of grace with the Son of God, praise God, which is making intercession, an interceder for us. A go-between. Amen. Praise God. And then the Holy Spirit of God is coming to us. He's speaking to us, praise God, and through us for God's glory to help us to be what God would have us to be. Amen. Praise God. He said, which is given unto us. The Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Where did it come from? Hey, praise God, it comes from the Lord. The love of God comes from God. It's where it comes from. Amen. But you say, Pastor, well, what's the prerequisite, praise God, for living this example, for having this example of God's love, the example of God's love in our life? There's true prerequisites for that. Number one is the Holy Spirit's got to be present. Amen? The Holy Spirit has to be there. Praise God. This love that God's talking about, that's that sweet fruit, praise God, that He produces in us. Amen? It's the sweet fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in us. If we'll let Him. Amen? We have to determine our heart, youngest, to love each other. We got to determine our heart not to let anything get between us. We got to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to focus on the promise and the purpose that we have in this life to walk with God, talk with God, to live with Christ. Amen? That He is that example to us so that we can be an example to the others. So it's a prerequisite, praise God. A living example of love that the Holy Spirit of God is present in our life. And number two, we must be regenerated. Amen? We must be regenerated through that new birth. Praise the Lord. Got to be born again. Born again of the Spirit. There's no regeneration without the Spirit. And there's no Spirit without the regeneration. They work together in combination, praise God, for God's glory. Amen? That's how it works. That's what it is. That regeneration, that new birth through the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God into that new birth. And we become living examples of Christ Jesus. Praise God. You say, well, that sounds pretty complicated. That is so easy that a little kid could do it. We just have to get born again, praise God, and trust in the Lord. So then that genuine love starts coming out. Genuine love. Now, there's a false love. There's a lot of false love in this world. But I'm talking about genuine love. Amen? Pure love. It's a pure heart matched with a purified soul. A soul that God has purified. Amen? Through the regeneration, praise God, through the Holy Spirit that's moved in our hearts. That unfeigned love that Peter would talk about. Amen? It's not put on. It's not make-believe. Look at 1 Peter. Just turn back just a couple chapters to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 22. This is what he says. He said, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Amen? You know what unfeigned love is? You don't know? Unfeigned love is not put on. It's not make-believe. In other words, it's pure. It's the real thing. Hello? We need the real love today. And it needs to be real love manifest in our life, not unfeigned love. Amen. Praise God. It ought to be real love. It ought to be true love. Amen. And unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now that word fervently literally means to be done earnestly in warmth. Amen. It's not a cold love, but it's a fervent love. It's a earnest love, a warm love. Amen. Come on now. It's a warm love, not a cold love, I love you. You sure show it. Amen. But it's that love, praise God. It's a warm love. It's a compassionate love. It's the love of God, praise God, spread abroad in your hearts unto those around us. Amen. Praise God. It's a love. A genuine love is not? A genuine love is not a self-gratification love. Hello? Come on now. It's not a a genuine love is not a self-gratifying love. You know, I love you as long as I get what I want. Amen? Hello? Come on. Now that's the way the world lives today. But I really love you as long as I get everything that I want. But if you ever tell me no, I won't love you no more. Amen? God help us. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, we don't need that kind of love. We need a genuine, pure love. We need that earnest love, praise God. That unfeigned love, that pure love, that real love. And real love comes from God Almighty down to usward who believe. Amen. Praise God. And then it's manifest to us through the Spirit of God to a lost and a dying world. That they're compelled to have the same kind of love that we do. Praise God. And we have that love through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we have that love, praise God, whenever we love God. So where does love, where love comes from? It comes from God. Love comes from following God. It comes from direction. It comes from obedience to God. That's where love comes from. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. I'm hurrying to close. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3, verse number 4. Listen to what he says. I'm talking about obedience to God's commandments. It leads into His love, His kind of love. So we have this, verse number 4, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 4. Said, we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. Now, what they're saying, it's not the disciples saying, giving commandments. They're just saying, this is what God says, and that's what you should do. Okay? So they're not jumping off on a tangent saying, well, you got to listen to me. They're saying we got to listen to God. He said, and the Lord direct your hearts. Now watch this, into the love of God. So how do we get our hearts in the right attitude? How do we get our hearts in the right direction? Amen. We seek a heart attitude. We seek love from God. Amen. We tune our hearts up. We direct our hearts. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. And into the patient waiting for Christ. So we see how God sets this thing up. Praise God. He said that we have confidence that we should listen, obey God. We should be obedient to God. Amen. That's how God, did you know that's how we show God that we love Him back? When we keep His commandments, when we do what He says, when we live according to His ordinances. Amen. When He says don't, we don't. When He says you do, you do. Amen. God, it makes a difference. And God begins to bless us because of it. Amen. And He says, when we do that, then He said that we are right with God. We're living a righteous life. And what is a righteous life? A life that's right with God. Amen. That lines up with what God says. A pure life. Somebody said it. A pure life. We seek for purity in our life. When we have that, praise God, then the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts. Amen. I think there's a lack of purity in the world. That's why there's so much evil going on. Amen. So much unrighteousness. That's not right in the eyes of God. And we see it all around us. And when righteousness is omitted, amen, in a world, in a community, in a nation, in leaders, when righteousness is left out, what do we have? Amen. What do we have? When righteousness is left out, genuine love, praise God, is unattainable. You cannot have genuine love when righteousness is left out. So how do we have genuine love? Where does love come from? Love comes from God. And if we want genuine love, praise God, then we've got to have the righteousness of God, to have genuine love of God. Amen? We've got to do right. No, Bill, you say it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now. Jesus is coming again, young'uns. Amen. Amen. It's not going to be long. We're getting ready for a trump and a shout and a come up hither. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Are you ready to go? What if that call goes out today? What if that call goes out this evening? It will to somebody. These people all over Buncombe County right now, praise God, it's slipping out of here. Jesus is saying, come up hither. Your time's up. It's one man wants to die and after this judgment. There's an appointment. We all got an appointment. Today, this evening, tonight, right now, before morning. Amen. You could have your appointment. But I'm young. It don't matter. Young and old alike, praise God. You've got a time, an allotted time. Amen. And we need to realize that where love comes from, it comes from God. And praise God. And when it's all said and done, God's going to call love unto Himself. all those that love and seek His appearing. He's going to say, come up hither. Come up here with me where I am. You know what we'll do? We'll slip out of this old world and we'll fly away. Amen. Praise God. It's attainable. Praise God through Jesus Christ our Savior. Love one another. Live a righteous life. Right in the eyes of God. And one day in a little while, God will call us out of here. Amen. Call us up to be with Him where He is. Oh, what a glorious day that'll be. Hey, listen. There's a whole lot of folks that's gathering over yonder. Amen. They're gathering over yonder. They've just been there just a thought. Because see, over there is an endless day. Amen. Praise God. It's an endless day. And so they've just got there. And won't it be good when we get to pull up over there with them? Amen. Enter into that wonderful endless day when we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ as He is. But I said, now we see through a glass darkly. It's kind of like looking through a bathroom mirror after you've taken a shower. Trying to figure out, you know, how to shave without cutting your nose off. Amen. But He said, then face to face, that mirror will be cleared of the vision because we'll be face to face with our Savior in the very presence of the love of God. Amen. Where everything will be made new. Praise God. What a blessed day that'll be. Amen, Brother Junior. We won't have no aches or pains or squeaks. Praise the Lord. We'll be able to just rejoice in the Lord for eternity. Amen. And never get tired of praising God because you'll never get tired. I can't imagine it. Amen. I get to trying to pray. I mean, I'm talking about earnestly praying, have really something really burden my heart. If I ain't careful before I know it, I've done not at all. Amen. God has to nudge me awake. Say, sorry, Lord, where was I? Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad one day in a little while because God loves me. And where love comes from, it comes from God. Praise God. And one of these days, God's going to call love back to Himself because He's going to call those that love Him unto Him. Amen.